is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall and the Falkirk football fans in training.
Hello and welcome to episode 204 of Falkirk Daft, your weekly unofficial guide to everything that is Falkirk FC. I've got a question for you, Ross. Is your mother well?
That's shite, Bar. Yes, she is.
Me after getting a point at Fir Park, let me tell you. Yes, I am John McNally, the host of this wonderfully put together podcast. And across the way from me, in video form, it is the ginger god of pod himself. It's Ross Wayne. Hello.
Good evening, mate. Yes, it was a well-deserved, excuse the pun, point at Fir Park yesterday.
Certainly was. And apologies for the delay on the episode coming out. I hate Sunday kickoffs. Honestly, they're a pain in the arse because
it's a pet peeve, isn't it? It's a pet peeve.
You've had a few pints on a Sunday, you know, and you get in from that, and then it's Monday and you're back at work. Mm-hmm. It's just really annoying, isn't it?
It throws you right off because there was moments last night that I thought it was Saturday evening.
Yep.
And then as you said, it's horrible knowing, it's Monday tomorrow.
I know. So, I mean, there'll be a couple more Sunday games to come, but not a fan, I have to say. Though we had a good day out, Ross. We got the bus from Elliot's, thanks to T4 Travel for taking us through the Falkirk Daft bus. And went to Steelworks right beside the ground. And I got a good few pints. They always treat us well in there, and there's a good bit of banter. A couple of guys behind the bar are Motherwell supporters, so you get a good bit of chat with them.
Really good place to go. So if there is Bairns fans who, next time we play Motherwell, are looking for a good wee place to go, it's not that far. It is literally, if you're walking out, you're at 10 minutes, obviously.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
So, really good place. It is 50-50. There's a lot of Motherwell fans in the other side of the venue, and the Bairns fans were in the other half. Ideal, really. Yeah. There's never any bother either. Loads of families kicking about and just exactly what you want.
Exactly. So there you go. Recommendation for the Steelworks if you're going to Fir Park for the game. God, it won't be till like March time now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's certainly well after New Year anyway, yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, there you go. Big thank you. We've got an episode sponsor. Get the trumpet out. Da, da, da. New episode sponsor. Thanks to Sandy Jenkins and Jack and Victor Dog Walking. Great name for a business. Watch out for Still Game. Give me a bit of, you know, legal issues with that. I don't know. You'll be fine, though, I'm pretty sure, Sandy. But listen, Jack and Victor Dog Walking, they're offering group walking and in-home boarding, and they're based in Carnshore and cover, obviously, the surrounding areas. So if you're looking to get your dog into boarding, you want to head to Sandy and Jack and Victor Dog Walking. They're going to give you 15% off dog boarding, and all you need to do is quote Falkirk Daft. Now, we are both dog owners, Ross. I've got a big silly Labrador. You have got, a cockapoo, isn't it?
Cockapoo.
You've just got a wee thing. I've got a proper man's dog. You're going to get, so next time you're going on holiday, Ross, and you go on holiday all the time, obviously on your cruises with your pineapples and what have you. But you can go down to Sandy and you can say, hi, I heard from you. It's via Falkirk Daft, Sandy. Could I have 15% off my dog boarding? And he'll say, absolutely, because you're a Falkirk supporter and we like to keep it in the Falkirk family.
We do indeed. Yes, no, Sandy's a great guy, big Bairns fan as well, everybody. Carnshore or otherwise, no, Sandy. And
Does he drink in the Vic?
He's a good Vic regular. Yes.
There you go. So there you go. If you go into the Vic, you buy Sandy a pint, you quote Falkirk Daft, you get 50% off your dog boarding, and you can find him on your socials. Just type in Jack and Victor Dog Walking, it'll pop up. We'll put the link down below as well for all the contact details. Bookings can be made up to 6 months in advance, and the offer is valid until August 2027. So you've got a whole year. So if you've got your holidays booked in already and you're really organised, you phone up Sandy saying, can you take my dog? He'll sort you out and you'll get your 15% off boarding with Jack and Victor Dog Walking. And of course, if you're looking for someone to walk your dogs, Sandy is going to be your man. And you can trust him because he's a Falkirk supporter. You wouldn't trust a Rangers or a Celtic supporter with your dog, but you can trust Sandy and the good people at Jack and Victor Dog Walking. There you go. So thanks very much for sponsoring this week's episode, Sandy. Before we get into some chat, on the YouTube, a couple of comments flying in. We're going to get to one that I saw. You had a wee nibble, Ross, but we'll get that in a minute. First in, of course, was Alan Dick. He says, Tatty and Tipples were a breath of fresh air and hospitality on Saturday. Feedback from guests, 10 out of 10. So big thumbs up to Tatties and Tipples. Watch how you say it.
Good feedback. That's good feedback.
There you go. So that's good to hear. We'll need to get in hospitality. If anyone wants to invite me or Ross, we're open to... open to offers, you know, we can come.
Yeah, it's good here. We can't afford it ourselves, so that we need.
Exactly. Yeah. Craig says it wasn't Tanzer who tried to play it from the back. We said this in last week's podcast. You know why I said that? Because I thought it was Hendo, but it was John McGlynn had said it was Tanzer as well in his interview, I think. Yeah. And then so it says, thanks for the correction, Craig. It was Hendo that did it. Tanzer was poor and offered nothing going forward, though. Looked like a disjointed effort across the pitch, which is understandable considering how many new faces we've had, but very one dimensional in attack. Maybe a bit different yesterday. The Yeats experiment in 10 has to end as well, says Craig. Alistair says 100% agrees with, was talking about Conor Allen. There was a chat about Conor Allen playing the 10 and agreed with Colin saying the best defensive record was Lisa Allen, Hendo and McCann. Swap and strain and go from there. That was his suggestion for defence. Wasn't far off it, yes, apart from Conor. And Mark says, Ross, stop talking nonsense. Yates doesn't have a strike in him. Or Yates, as I've been corrected by his more. Yates doesn't have a strike in him. You can only name two good things he's done in 3 years. Yates was absolutely no quality whatsoever. And it mental that he still starts for us. Our number 10 should be able to pass, dribble and create chances. Everything Yates can't do. Respond to that, Ross Wayne.
Listen, I do think he's got a strike enough to go back to.
Well, look at St Mirren.
I'm not being funny. Like, listen, I get it. He's not like prolific as a goal scorer, right? But what he has shown from the goals that he has scored is that he evidently has a strike in him.
Well, he scored bangers.
Listen, will Finney SW obviously we know he's now got a knock of some sort. Hopefully not too bad. I've not seen or heard anything. Has there been any update on his injury?
No, I've not seen anything since the post-match yesterday.
Hopefully he's okay. Is he going to be a first name in the team sheet? Probably not, right? But what he has shown over the last 3 years, and I do disagree that he has no quality. Listen, I think he has shown that regardless of where he's been asked to play, whether it's at fullback or in the hole, in the 10, whatever, he puts a shift in. So I disagree with that. But listen, everybody's got their opinions. But yes, personally, I do think he does have a strike in him based on what I've seen.
Everyone's got to have a boo boy, eh? Everyone's got to pick out a boo boy. We'll talk about Lewis Nielsen in a bit because he was excellent yesterday.
He was great.
I don't think Finn's a 10. I never do think what John puts him in there is for industry and what have you. We saw the difference, actually. I think yesterday when Crowhouse kind of moved up pitch and we kind of swapped things out. But I think Yates is best in that 6 or 8 role rather than the 10. But interesting. But there you go. Everyone's got to have a boy. And you've been put in your place by Mark. So there you go. Controversy, by the way, on last week's Falkirk Daft versus quiz. I'm not on Pye and Bovril, but it's all kicking off. Apparently, I was robbed, Ross. Explain yourself.
So, for those that listened or watched last week, you'll know that the quiz question went to a tiebreaker, and the tiebreaker from memory was along the lines of how many appearances had Scott Arfield made in the number 37 shirt. Now, when I was looking at my stuff, I had written the question with the championship in mind, hence why I said 13, John. However, you did quite rightly correctly say 28, which would have won the quiz instead of Big Time McGill. So I do offer your apology, and I'm sure you'll accept it, and we move on.
Right, okay. Yeah, as long as you're wrong.
And you will also probably stiff me in today's quiz.
Absolutely not. It's fair play, but there you go. I'm glad someone pointed it out that I was right and you're wrong. So I'm taking that as a 1-0 win then, yeah?
Fair enough. It was, you would have got that.
Beat Chris McGill at squad numbers. We'll talk about Chris a bit more in a bit. Now he's not here, we can embarrass him. But there you go. A couple of bits from us. The charity game is booked in, our annual charity games against Falkirk Football Fans and Training. Booked in for August the 22nd. We've got a spare weekend. So August the 22nd, we're going to be down. We don't know if it's going to be the community pitches or the stadium yet, but we've got a team together, almost, Ross. A few people from the last games that want to get involved again. We put it out on our Twitter. Not many people that bothered, but hopefully he's all come down and watch on the Saturday. However, we do need a goalkeeper. We do need a goalie. So if you are a goalkeeper listening to this podcast right now, we need you for Falkirk That Person. I feel like that you know, poster from the World War II. Like, we need you, goalkeepers. We want you, goalkeeper. So yeah, if you are a goalkeeper, get in touch with us, please. If you know a goalkeeper, get in touch with us. Slide in our DMs, because we're struggling for a goalie at the moment. So let us know in the DMs, and we'll get you as part of the Falkirk Daft squad to face the Falkirk Football Fans and Training on the 22nd of August. It's going to be down at the Community Pictures of the Stadium. We'll be able to confirm next week. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff, and then we're going up to an afterwards for a few pints. So love to see you there. We're doing it in aid of Maggie's Forth Valley as well. I know it's a charity close to a lot of people's heart, especially Ian Mitchell, who is part of the FFI team. So yeah, please get in touch, come down on the day. We've got a donating link which we'll put on our socials as well. If you can donate, we're asking all players that play to try and raise £100, and we'll donate that to Maggie's Forth Valley for our annual charity game against Falkirk Football Fans and Training. And bad news is we don't have ringers this year, because Liam Craig, who is our normal go-to ringer, is Hibs are playing that day, so we kind of get him.
John, I don't know if it's too early for the trash talk, but I don't think we'll need the ringers anyway. We usually comfortably beat the boys. I can imagine there's at least three of them frantically replying on social media when they listen to
it. And they got Rod Gilbert to do some of their dirty talk last year, didn't they?
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah, I remember
that.
They said there's a video about that. When are we doing the draw for the people who've asked? That shortly?
Yeah, we'll be doing that this week, because we've probably got a squad, actually. We're probably comfortable in squad. Maybe I have to cut a couple of people from the squad, because I think we've got about 21 roughly at the moment, but that's excluding goalkeepers. So there'll have to be a few cuts. We'll have to do a draw. And if you have put yourself forward to play, don't worry, we'll let you know very, very soon. In fact, this week, actually, we'll need to do it this week.
We'll need to give people some notice.
Yeah, use money. So that's okay. Cool. So that's that on the 22nd. That's on. And then also, Falkirk Daft Live. We've got a date, 11th of September. It's behind the wall. We have two guests so far, one to be confirmed. I'll let Ross know the two that we're talking about have confirmed. I spoke to them both today.
Are we telling people now, or are we hanging
off?
No,
we'll keep that up our sleeves. It's two good ones you want to miss out. Tickets go on live to the public this Friday, 10 a.m. Santa's coming. But then 10 a.m., tickets go on sale for Falkirk Daft Live, number 8. I can't believe we're up to our 8th one already. And that's going to be happening behind the wall on 11th of September. Two guests confirmed. We're going to get another one in the bag for that. But the two guests, I think you'll love.
I think people will genuinely love these two guests.
I do think you'll love that. One, I won't give you any more, but tickets on live to the public, 10 a.m. If you are on our Patreon, and we have started the Patreon service, you'll get early access as well. So there you go. And if talking Patreon, if you want to sign up to Patreon, the links are below. It's £3 a month. Patreon.com/FalkirkDaft. Thank you everyone that has signed up. I'm going to go through them. First person in the door was Nelly GFFC. So thanks, Nelly. You're our first Patreon customer. They've got Doogie, John, Ian Kirk, Scott McDonald, Sean Pearson, Stevie Cliff, Alan Peacock, Stevie White, Scott, Sean Turner, Greg, Jim Jarvie, John Harding, Craig Cruikshanks, Neil Crawford, Kenny Muir, Stevie, Grant Thompson, Neil C, Brendan, Shirley McMillan, Brian Flynn. Thanks, Brian. Robbo, Paul DeFoy, Gordon, Colin Rutherford, Brian Goldie, and Michael Janetta are our Patreon community. And they're already getting the good Patreon stuff of our pre- and post-match reactions. I felt like a right fanny in the pub doing that, as did Ross. And I'm going to have to buy one of these little mics, because I realise the sound quality is not great.
Yeah, let's get one of them. It'll make us look a wee bit more professional.
More dickish than we already do when we're doing it. But thank you so much for signing up to the Patreon. And yeah, you'll get extra content, as we say. We'll get pre-post-match reaction, get early access to the podcast, get early access to Falkirk Daft Live. And we're also going to do a bonus podcast as well, as me and Ross pick the Falkirk Ultimate Team. That is going to be interesting, because I think there's going to be a lot of fighting and arguing between us two.
I think there will be. Because I take it we'll do one podcast per position.
Yeah. Starts off with the goalkeepers. We'll probably get that up, because we've got a spare week next week. that's going to be, because we've got nothing to talk about for the next 2 weeks. So we're going to do our Falkirk Ultimate Team, and that starts next week with the goalkeepers, Ross. You've got to pick your top five goalkeepers in a Falkirk jersey. I've got to pick my top five. We'll go from five up to one. Then we'll argue the toss that who gets in the Falkirk Ultimate Team according to Falkirk Daft.
Like it. Let's do it.
There we go. So that'll be available on Patreon very, very soon. Patreon.com/Falkirk Daft. The links are below. Birthday corner. Let's go cracking into that straight away and say big happy birthday to the following people. Leah Travis. Happy birthday, Leah. 25. Always attends Falkirk Daft Live as well. Always see Leah up there as well. So happy birthday, Leah. That's from your dad, Derek. You've got a couple as well, Ross.
Yeah. So for those that are familiar with Falkirk TV, you may have heard the dulcet tones of Drew Martin, who...
The bearded one.
Yeah, the bearded one. And he's been on the podcast before as well. From memory, was he not on the one where I declared I prefer a dry pie? I think he may have been.
It might be, yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back a year or so.
He's put his name forward for the Falkirk Daft game as well. Decent footballer.
Oh, has he? Right, okay.
Yeah. PE teacher by trade, played in a cricket game as well. Good cricketer as well.
Very true. So happy birthday to Drew. His birthday was during the week. And also,
his age, are you?
No, we'll not do that. And I'll also not mention his name, his age, because he'll batter us. As Craig Rodden, he's one of our best mates. His birthday was recently as well. So massive happy birthday to Craig, and that's from all of the usual suspects.
Yeah, the birthday card's on its way from Aidan Nesbitt, Craig. So don't worry, he says a big happy birthday to you as well.
And
kisses.
Steve Clark.
And Steve, I love Steve Clark, loves Aidan Nesbitt. So all the birthday wishes from us and those two as well, Craig. Right, let's, before we get into club news, say thank you very much to Behind the Wall, our sponsors ever. And we're going to be in there, like I say, for Falkirk Daft Live on the 11th of September. Stay local, eat and drink, go ball. The Coors coach is running, not for a while though, because we've got ages to our next game, and that'll be Celtic away. But we'll get details to you on that from Bobby and the team up there. But stuff they have got going on at the moment. We've got Burke and Hare heading to the pub. Do you know what? I did not know this, but I'm well informed that William Burke was actually a resident of Falkirk. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, actually.
Good fact, isn't it? Good fact. And you don't know the story of the Burke and Hare, they dug up the body.
Not the best connection.
That's not what I know, but it's quite interesting, I thought. So, yeah.
Was he
so
living in the Cladden, was he?
Maybe, but that's so there you go. You've got it there. It's basically brought to you by comedic historian Andrew Johnston. He sold out the last run at the festival, and like you say, they want to do it William Burke's hometown. So there you go, William Burke, a resident of Falkirk. Other things going on, Craigie P. It's Floozies for the Ladies. It's an ABBA-themed girls' night, and that's on the 4th of September. If you want to get down to that, ladies, Craigie
that sounds
P is your man.
Carriage.
Sounds good, like, absolutely. So that'll be great, and that's happening in the pub on the 4th of September. And then you've got Barbara Briceland as well on the 6th of September, and Tion Hickey precedes us on the, well, she's after us on the 10th of October, but Babs is in before us on the 6th. But yeah, loads of shows going on at Behind the Wall. Check out the website, behindthewall.co.uk, if you fancy any of that. And of course, we've got Falkirk's best selection of fine wines, lagers, craft and cask ales, and great food as well. Get yourself the Stagecoach, it's class. There you go. But thanks very much to team at Behind the Wall for continuing the sponsor of the podcast. Falkirk News, not much going on, Ross, really, is there?
No, not really. We obviously, probably the biggest story towards the end of the week was John McGlynn saying that even after Barbrook signed, that there's still potentially three more signings.
Interesting. I know, obviously gutted that Kyrell, you know, the rumours, we had spoken about it in the preview podcast, but Kyrell not joining us. But, you know, at the tail end, we've got Finlay Barbrook, and we'll talk about his performance against Motherwell. But, yeah, 13 summer signings, it seems a bit mental, isn't it?
And if he gets the other three, we're looking at 16, which sounds huge. Yeah. However, listen, see, as long as, and I know it's difficult to replace the players, some of the players that were lost, but the lot, he's what's the best way of putting this? His history of signing quality players is pretty decent. So, like, granted, there's been the odd one that just hasn't worked. Trey Ogunsue, the boy Wright for Ross County, some some of them, Jordan Allen to a good degree as well, right? Sometimes they just don't work. But more often than not, John McGlynn, Paul Smith, Stephen McGinn and Alan Fraser, they are getting it right. So I think we are, I'm quite excited about this season. I know the St Mirren game was a tough watch, but the Motherwell game, which we'll talk about, was far, far more like the Falkirk.
Green shoots, which was good to see as well. Finlay Barbrick, can't believe that's me. We'll talk about, as I say, Finlay's performance against Motherwell just in a bit. The Rangers game, we knew it was midweek, but it's been chosen for the telly now, so I guess that's more money in the pocket for the Bairns. And it's going to move to 8 o'clock kickoff, which actually probably suits me better because it means I can rush back from work, so that's all
good. Yeah, I saw someone have an absolute meltdown on Facebook, I think it was, about this game being moved for TV, and then someone just replied saying it has literally been moved 15 minutes. Like, calm yourself.
Comment deleted straight after that. Oh well. But yeah, that's a Wednesday, 2nd September. So then we've got Celtic on the Saturday and then Rangers on the Wednesday, but Rangers look a bit shite at the moment. Let's hopefully, because we missed Celtic, we missed the non-say Celtic, didn't we? Let's hopefully we can catch Rangers when we shite, because we've got Russell Martin and Rangers, which was good. And we obviously,
that's if Derek McInnes lasts until the 2nd of September. The move's been out already.
Put the nail on Russell Martin's coffin, so let's see if we can do it to Derek McInnes. That would be great. Falkirk Women not had a great week. They got beat 3-0 in the Sky Sports Cup by Kilmarnock, and then they got beat on Sunday there by Livingston. So out the cup, but listen, they stepped up a level. They'll find their feet, and it's like the first team as well. They'll find their feet as well, like the men's team as well. So the first home game is August 23rd. We don't have a game that weekend, so why not get along on the Sunday, go and support Falkirk Women. It kickoffs at 3 o'clock at the stadium, and tickets are on sale for that now. So get along, support the lassies. I'll certainly be doing that on the 23rd. So that's a 3 o'clock kickoff at the Falkirk Stadium for the Falkirk Women. And you know that's our first home game in the league. So come on, the girls. We'll be there cheering you on. So there we go. Right, let's talk about the Motherwell game now, and let's do it in a company who's been on the podcast before. It's the one, it's the only, it's Alex Haxton.
Hello, boys. How are we doing? Thanks for having me back on.
Yes. Was it, what were we talking about the last time you were on, Alex? I was just trying to remember that. Was it a win, was it a loss, or was it a draw?
I think was it another Motherwell game as well, actually. I think it was.
Well, was it Motherwell too, was it?
Aye, I'm sure it was. I thought we'd just beat them again. I think so.
Oh, bro. So you're a lucky mascot for this podcast, Alex. And it was only a point we're talking about yesterday, but I think we'll all agree once we get to the end of the review that it was a worthwhile point and definitely green shoots there, as I said. Alex, we've got your backstory and everything about. I'm just trying to think of a question we can ask Alex Ross. You know,
why don't we ask him if there's a certain band that he might want to promote? For the
Yes.
Well done, that man. Yeah, good shout. So, as you've pointed a few times in the podcast, my boys' band, which was Parley Ammo, they are now called Chancellor. Same five guys in the band. So, I don't know if I can say too much in relation to the label and stuff like that.
That's
it's pretty much out there, but I'll let them talk. Andy can talk in it. In his own time, but things are looking potentially really, really good. The best position they could possibly be in, I would say. So they should be getting a single release, I think, the end of this month.
Brilliant.
Then a 5-song EP, probably maybe November time or so. So a couple of dates and stuff coming out. So I start looking here to the ground for Chancellor.
There you go. And they're on Spotify as well. You can check out their tunes there now. It's interesting to see how that's going to evolve. I saw they were supporting Kyle Faulkner in GC the other week there.
Yep, it was excellent. A good tease, brilliant. They supported The View actually a couple of years ago,
and then
supported Kyle and his end as well. So, so it was a good night. So the new tunes are pretty different from Palermo, but they're sounding good.
See if the single's out towards the end of the month, John. We could try and get the song somewhere at Falkirk Daft Live. We could get that played on the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the boys are happy for us.
We can have music. We can bring back Music Corner as well if they're wanting to.
Bring
back Music Corner and play the record. Let's do that. And if Chancer, what do you want? Write Falkirk Daft a new wee theme tune. We've got our current wee theme tune, thanks to the Duke Duncan, who wrote our theme tune at the end of the show. It does say, and I will point out, so many people point out, it just says the Dark Boys, not the Navy Boys, but that was on Andy, that one, another Andy. But yes, if the only maybe chance I could do a wee fuck at Daft Dirty for us.
I think, listen, the rest of the boys are a couple of St Johnstone fans, one's an Arab, but I think they could be persuaded, aye? I think there's a bit of Navy with the blood coming for Andy boys, so.
Good lad. Good lads, brilliant. Well, there you go. Check out Chancer, and we'll bring you any single news and tour dates as well when we get them from Andy. Let's talk Motherwell now, though, and talk about the game. Yesterday, we were just saying, Alex, I'm fed up of these. I don't like a Sunday kickoff. I do not like it at all.
No. So if it was for Saturdays, man, it always has been, always will be.
Yeah, I know. I know. So it was Sunday. It was a long day for us, Ross. We were on the bus for 11:30 and into Motherwell for the back of 12 for a few pints. And the first news we got was the changes, and they were rung by John McGlynn, one enforced on the day. But Lewis Nielsen came in, Leon McCann came in, Finlay Barbrook straight in to make his debut. Ben Crowhouse was fit again, back into the side. Ethan Ross made it into the side despite initially not being in the side because Gardner pulled up in the Wallerin up. Aidan Doherty was in, and then Ben Parkinson in as well. Ring and change. I thought it was going to be three, maybe four, but I didn't expect all those changes, Ross.
No, I didn't think there would be as many as seven. Obviously, originally there was only six, but it maybe was a little bit of a wake up call for some of the players who had been dropped. Who ended up on the bench yesterday, and we'll come on to it, but it was noticeable that when players did come off the bench, they looked a completely different animal from what had played against St Mirren. So maybe little things like that do work. But yeah, I was quite excited by the team. I thought Melnick's not been in the team was a bit of a shock, because I thought if he wasn't going to be at centre half, he'd maybe be in midfield. But obviously he dropped out completely. Lewis Nielsen probably had his best game in a Falkirk jersey so far.
Yeah.
I thought, Melnick's, I don't know what you think, Alex, because I think you saw a couple of the pre-season games as well. Melnick's showed up really well in pre-season. I just think he had a poor, poor game against St Mirren last week. So were you surprised that Nielsen came in for him, Alex? Or was there any surprise in the start lineup for you?
I know, as you said, against St Mirren, let's face it, none of us really showed up, to be fair. So I'm not that surprised with the changes, and the gaffer clearly likes Lewis Nielsen. My first would be personally, I would have Connor, the boy his feet, but I understand why he picked Lewis. And I think yesterday, I think you're right, I think he played well. I think he played really well. So, my opinion personally going forward, I think that might well be the Gaffer's first choice partnership.
Interesting. I mean, the Melnick's, I'll feel a bit hard done by, I think, to have been dropped by. Anyone else hard done by, do you think, Ross? I mean, Scott Tanzer was obviously forced out, injured. I don't think he would have started, because he had a poor game last week as well. There's, again, another one that showed up really well in pre-season as well. Ethan Laidlaw as well had that injury, and it seems like he's out for 12 weeks. What is this with injuries at the moment?
Yeah, and all the injuries we're getting seem to be like proper that bad ones as well. Yeah. So, yeah, no.
What are they doing in training? Jesus Christ!
Well, listen, you don't know whether it's a challenge, whether it's they've just pulled something whilst they've been running. There's obviously been a lot of stuff talked about the pitch as well. So who knows how it's went and how it's happened? But it's not great that they're all adding up, because they are. We do have a really good sized squad now, though. To cope with it, I think you're not seeing like kids on the bench, and that, I know that's not the be all and end all, because you do want to see like some of the academy players getting slots, and obviously Barrett, forgot his first name, the lad that ended up being on the bench, is it Calvin Bennett. Graham Barrett was someone completely different from the late noughties, wasn't it? Yeah, so I think we all like to see the sort of academy players getting a chance, but I think in the Premiership, by and large, especially at this time of the season, you want to have your squad looking strong as hell.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, another one that came in and impressed in the game was Ben Crowhouse. Before we get any Finlay Barbrook's performance, Ben Crowhouse, I thought, looked really industrious. Ran about, you know, maybe didn't create as much as he probably would have, but I thought, again, Alex, he was a kind of one of our standout players yesterday.
I thought Hammond and I thought, to be fair, I think the full team played pretty well. But when I saw Hammond and when she's in Barbara together, I thought, I'm not sure about this, but I think they've done well.
Yeah.
In the second half, obviously, when subs came on and putting
I
Barbara
think subs
up.
coming on actually
Oh,
helped pair
massively.
them.
I think it just calmed the full team down. And I think when the big man getting further forward, I think he looks like a find. He
Yes.
showed effort and abundance as well. As his crowds, to be fair, by they put themselves about there. Pretty impressed, to be fair.
Fair to say that Motherwell probably had the first half in their favour. Obviously, couple of chances for them. Tawanda Wasronisi had a couple of chances. Ibrahim Saeed hit one off the bar, and Scott Bain called into action against Lucas Fadinga and got to his feet and saved really well. But I think Ross Motherwell were probably a bit disheartened to go in at 0-0.
Yeah, and I get it. They wasted quite a bit of opportunity. But we did defend pretty well. Like, I know they hit the bar, which was probably as close as either of the two teams got. But I know they had that penalty shout that Masters. That's not a penalty, regardless of the angle that you see it from. It just and I'm glad the ref nor VAR didn't take any.
That was the second half, wasn't it?
No, that was the first half because he was shooting our
Oh,
way,
that's funny.
him and Pendo. See, when you watch the highlights back though, Hendo's just like not even looking at the Masterpiece. He's not looking at the ref. Heads down.
Him
He's like,
and Bain are just like locked, eyes are locked towards
yeah.
each other, going, shit, is he going to blow his whistle here? Shit, is he going to blow his whistle here? But then it's like, oh no, it's a corner.
That thankfully, but they did. They listen. They. You expect Motherwell to come forward, especially at home, and they certainly did that. They didn't have their shooting boots on yesterday at all throughout the game. But yeah, I can imagine they probably were feeling a bit peed off at halftime. I didn't feel bad at halftime though. Like there was a bit of pressure, but actually I thought we competed pretty well. And we gave as good as we got.
Yeah, I mean, part of that competition, Alex, was Finlay Barbrook in that midfield. I thought he covered every blade of grass
Excellent.
yesterday.
Excellent eye, and he clearly wants to be. I mean, listen to his interview and stuff, and obviously he's making the right noises, but I thought he put his all about really well. He's keen as mustard eye, and he's got a touch, definitely.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic already. I know he's
It's a
only
great
played
thing.
one game, but genuinely, I think him, Spence, Brad will be coming back in as well. I think that's a really, really good combo, and he wasn't scared to put himself in any positions. Like, you can tell he's a confident young laddie as well.
Had that shot, obviously it was blocked. Could have been going in. Where does that leave Craig Sybil though, Ross? Obviously he came off the bench, and Alex said, showed up really well, a lot better than he did against St Mirren. I don't think he had one, I think, misplaced Sibs, but I thought once he came in, we looked really a lot more assured and comfortable in midfield.
He was great. He was great. And you want, like, I don't know why people would even question how Sibs would react to being dropped, but he came on and he was his usual calm, collected self. As you said, I think there was maybe one ball he didn't kind of keep under control, and he kind of lost it. But otherwise, he didn't put a foot wrong. Passing was on point. And he just sort of, as Alex said earlier, he just sort of calmed the young lads down that were in the midfield with him.
Yeah. Again, Sybil impressed you when he came off the bench, Alex?
Last, just definitely. You can see, he just calms everything down. As soon as he comes on, he's just like, just give me the ball, relax. Just and I had a misplaced pass, I think, early on, but other than that, I thought he was just fantastic. His head's
Well,
always up, he's always looking.
spot.
He never ever just goes with the easy pass. He's
Never
always
panics,
looking.
does he?
He
Never panics.
always looks to drive us forward. It's really
Yeah.
interesting when Brad comes back, who's going to be where in the middle of the park. But I think
I think Brad is the teacher's pet and the absolute
oh.
favourite. I think
And
Brad
rightly
will
so.
stick on for going back into that middle of the park
I
come
think we've
the
missed him though,
game.
John. I think we've missed Brad the last couple of games.
Yeah, of course we have. Of course we have. Certainly against St Mirren as well.
It's a nice headache for
Aye,
right now.
it is. So we'll see what happens when that's starting to line up for Celtic. But second half, a lot more positive. We mentioned Craig Sybil coming off the bench. We don't know what Finn's injury is. It seems like an ankle knock or a recurrence of that. So again, you would suspect he's been brought off precaution. He was on a yellow card anyway. And you think maybe he'll be available for Celtic as well. But we'll wait and see. But yeah, that second half, a lot better. We got forward a lot more, and I do think there was definitely that was due to the natural width that we had back in the side as well. We've talked about Ethan Laidlaw in last week's podcast, how we don't think he's a left winger. Ethan Ross obviously was brought into the side on the left there as well. Ethan always, you know, likes to drive forward, likes to try and get past the man. You know, you can, 9 times out of 10, Ethan's going to cut inside. So maybe he needs to mix that up a wee bit, because there was so many times he would cut inside on Sunday and try and get that shot away. But I do think him and Doherty on either wing just offered that more natural width, which we've come to expect from the side for the last couple of years. But yeah, you know, is that where John's looking to strengthen in those areas when he's talking about two or three more players coming in? Because I thought, Ross, that the two wingers made a difference, especially in that second half yesterday.
Yeah, massively. I like the look of Doherty, and he's obviously going to grow into confidence as well. The chat was that had Gardner started, I think we would have saw Doherty on the left instead of Ethan Ross. So it'd be kind of cool to see how he performs in the left-hand side, because we've only ever seen him just now on right wing. He's cutting in and... Yeah. A bit like Ethan Ross, he's like that inverted winger.
I guess that gives you your options then, because I know like Calvin and Ethan used to do that, would switch sometimes, yeah. And then John would, when it wasn't working, he'd go, right, we'll switch those around. And, you know, if you have Doherty on the right, left cutting into his right, and likewise with Ethan as well, you know, it certainly gives an option here. But Doherty, was a bit involved,
He came on and did well too. I know he wasn't on long, but he's some really good link-up play. Again, you'd like to see him sort of actually like traditional hitting the byline at some point and seeing what kind of cross he gets in as well.
You feel he's got. You feel he should have that in him with just the kind of build he's got. He's kind of smallish. He's that kind of diminutive, crunchy style winger. You know, so you want to see that, like getting his head down, beating a man, and getting to the byline and whipping one across. You know, because I do think we're probably, and I bet you John McGuinn, because John McGuinn loves crosses into the box. I think we were probably didn't have enough of that happening yesterday, because Ben Parkinson, you know, he did come off in that second half, didn't have a lot to feed off of yesterday, really. It was more like, because we went a bit more direct with Scott Bain yesterday, I noticed as well. There wasn't so much of the passing out from the back against Motherwell. We went more direct, and, you know, Parkinson had a very little to feed off of yesterday.
I think the feeding for the back, you know, going long, as you say, I think a lot of that, again, to me, goes down to the fact that Brad's not there, because everything just goes through him. That's about the past 3 years.
No, it's a very good point. I mean, that trust maybe builds up when, you know, but I do think against Motherwell, that's been more of a tactics thing from John, just to go direct. I mean, I did find it really interesting, and I think that got sorted in the half-time, as Langello basically was left free for most of the match in that first half and was just getting forward at every opportunity he could get. But we kind of sorted that out. Again, talk about defence, that back four yesterday. Again, Ryan Strain, it's probably one of the only pass marks against St Mirren, and it was another really good game yesterday, and he could have had a penalty. Didn't think anything at the time, but having watched back the highlights, we could have nicked that there at the end, Ross.
It looked a pen. Obviously, from our horrific viewing pleasure that you get from Motherwell, we had no idea that this even happened, just because of where the gradient of the stand was. But yeah, when you watch it back, I know he's played the ball, but the contact is still there and it's in play. It's not off the pitch. I think there's a wee shout there, but obviously VAR and Norther F took any interest in it. Alex, what about you? You had a chance to have a look back at it yet?
I looked back. I'm you. I was just sitting along with you. The usual shitty view. Otherwise, you couldn't see it. But I mean, when the throw was again right away, I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah,
Hendel was screaming. Hendel was running back up, and you could see him having going like check that out. You know,
it could have been given. I think if it was, I think if you're a Motherwell fan, that's given. You're going to go, come on, that's soft as shite. But at the end of the day, they do get given, so they could. Yeah. There was contact. 100%. There was contact. So yeah, it could have been.
I know, absolutely. But it ended 0-0. I think actually on the course of the game, it was probably fair for both sides. I think when you look at across the course of the game, it was a lot of huffing and puffing. It wasn't a bad 0-0. I didn't think it, you know, and I think it was a marked improvement on what we saw on against St Mirren last week. And certainly, you know, as I say, grassroots, it's green shoots, isn't it? In terms of, and just what the frustrating thing I think from that is that point is that we've got another 2 weeks to wait until our next game, and that's Celtic away.
Yeah. John, you've said it yourself. It's It was the second half was a lot more like the Falkirk we've known the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
There was, and it wasn't just the type of football we're trying to play. I'm talking about the level of effort, the fight, the dig, and the fans responded from that. You heard the like the fans were. I thought the fans were great anyway.
8-20 again, absolutely
8-20
brilliant.
were superb. 90 minutes. However, the rest of the tier were to a man and woman and child up on their feet. In that second half, probably more so. And as you said, we've now got 2 weeks where we can. There will be a couple of bounce games, I'm sure. Knowing John McGlynn, he'll have put
Yeah.
something together. And hopefully, no more injuries. We may have two or three. It's weird to say, but there might be another two or three signings still to come in from what John McGlynn said as well. It's going to take time. Like I'll regurgitate a phrase I've probably used every season. But if you want the rainbow, you need to put up with the rain. Do you know what I
Oh,
mean? So we
Jesus
just
Christ.
no.
Sure.
But
Yep.
oh,
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Jesus.
No, you
What
do.
agreement, Alex? That's just oh my
Oh,
God. That
that's.
is poster pish, Ross. Absolute party
Listen,
card pish.
I agree with Dorothy and his Wizard of Oz pish, but that's fine. Absolutely fine.
Oh man, but where do you, Alex? Where do you think those places? I'm guessing it's the wing and the nine position
I
because
think
we look
obviously we
covered
need a
everywhere
striker.
else in the park.
Aye, we need a striker. Obviously, we need a striker. Everybody in the dug needs a striker. Let's face it, but it's getting one. Parkes and McKeever did their bit, but aye, we need competition there. As you said about the wingers, it seems to be, I think it's a modern football. Wingers tend not to hit the byline. They tend to want to come in and it
Yeah.
frustrates life at you. But I thought Ethan done really well yesterday. Personally, I wasn't
Apparently, he
as.
was thrown at the deep end as well, and he wasn't
He
expected
was.
to
He
play, you
was.
know.
I was. I have to be honest, I wasn't as keen on Doherty. I'd like to see him on the other side. I thought Strain done really well, getting up
Yeah,
there and just trying to
it's been really good.
analyse
It's
the
been
play.
really
I
good.
thought, for me, I thought he was outstanding yesterday.
Oh,
But
proper right back, you know, gets down that line as well. You know, we've seen it on the other side with McCann, and we know what McCann can deliver. You know, interesting to see that Ryan Strain's actually on the corners as well. He delivered a good ball.
Which he's done well, aye. Aye.
Yeah.
Aye,
So
just
yeah,
got to.
it's interesting they did, but I do think we've got a really good player in Strain. I mean, he's an Australian international, so
Oh, he's
you know
class.
he's coming with quality anyway.
Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, like, I think he's real class, real quality. Amazed that you know, he was involved in that you know, the PFA kind of, you know, find a club kind of game because you know, think why would no one pick him up? But no, really, really class and classy at right back as well. So
Think he's had a few injuries, isn't he? I was talking to
yeah,
Derek.
yeah.
He's been one of the guys that's been quite unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah, I think one of my St Mirren supporting friends said that if you keep him injury free, he's an outstanding bit of business. And let's hope that that's the case and he doesn't fall into the bad luck, which seems to have fallen so many players in Falkirk jerseys this season so far. But yeah, 0-0, it finished. 0-0 will take, I think, Ross. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Listen, we're off the mark. Not from a goals perspective. Where when you have a look at the table, it's obviously listen. It's way too early to even been looking at a league table. But the one stat that jumps out is that we're obviously the only team that's not scored a goal yet. So we'll put that right. We obviously
We're
have a.
off the bottom, though. We're off the
We're off the
bottom.
bottom. We're off the bottom, and
Rangers are down there as well.
that's true. That is very true. But yeah, listen, it's too early. Really, the league tables. We
Yeah.
shouldn't be spending too much. We're only 2 points off the European spots. Do you know what I mean? If we're looking at it that
Very,
way.
very
So,
true.
but I think if we can fix what's not working in the nine position. And it's not through lack of effort. Listen, Ross McKeever came on and he did well the 10, 15 minutes he was on. He put himself about. Parkinson did the same, but he didn't really get any service. And but we are missing. It feels like the missing part of the jigsaw. And I saw those clamours for people saying, "Oh, Trim, can we try and get Barney back?" And Lord, listen, Barney
That's
is he's been given the number nine jersey at West Brom. I am sure he will be starting most games. For them, so that ship's gone, let's face it. But I think at least one, if not two, of the three that are still to come in will probably not be number nines.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well, anyway, let's have a listen and hear what John McGlynn said after the game.
John, a point at the end of the day, at what is a difficult place to come for many teams. Are you happy with the performance today?
Yep, I sure am. I think there's loads of positives to take. The work rate was back there. The competitive edge that was missing last week was back today. Good solid performance. We wanted clean sheets, not enough clean sheets. So to come here and get a clean sheet, there'll not be too many teams do that. It's a very, very good point. We're off and running. We've got a point at the board. That's the sort of minimum, the standard that we expect. Yeah, we can do with getting better in the final third of the pitch. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we were never going to be able to replace Calvin Miller and, like, say, Barney. Calvin had all the top assists in the league last season, and everyone knows about the goals that Barney scored. So very, very difficult to replace him. And we can replace him, but no like for like. And so that's going to be the case. We have to get better. Yeah, absolutely. We're very much still in transition. We've still got one or two players to come in. So, again, we'll be in transition. But there was lots to be positive about today. Really positive. Yeah, Motherwell started the game better. We had to work so hard to stay in the game, and that's what you do in situations like that. You have to stay in the game. We had the odd break, but I thought we grew into the game, and you can tell that by the fans as well. In the second half, the fans got right behind the team. They could see that we were in the ascendancy, and they got right behind the team, and the team will love that, you know, because a lot of new players playing in the team here, you know, today. Like Finlay Barbrook just comes up and trains with us on Friday and Saturday, and what a performance he put in. Ben Cross, what a performance he put in. I thought defensively we were great. I thought Liam was great. I thought the two centre-backs did really well. Ryan Strain did really, really well. We didn't give up very much at all. They did hit the bar post in the first half, and a little bit of a second phase in a set play. We didn't get to the ball. We allowed a shot in, and Benny had maybe a couple of good saves, not so much in the second half. But I thought the longer the game went, the stronger we got, and the more belief it came into the team. We played some nice stuff in the second half. And that's pleasing, really pleasing. And the mentality of the team, to keep that clean sheet, the resilience that the players showed as well, are all very, very positive. The character and the personality of the team was so good today. And that gives me a lot of encouragement.
There you go. Happy John. Happy John, and happy he's back in his tracksuit and cap, isn't he? The glow up is gone. He's not been dragged through flannels this season. He's back to the track. Do you think that's just been a kind of superstitious thing?
He suits the tracksuit. He suits it, doesn't
it? He has a tracksuit kind of guy, isn't he? Yeah, he does look a little bit out of place when he's not in his coaching and training gear. So. Yeah, he's probably a lot more comfortable as well, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I have to give flowers to Leon McCann because he mentioned the whole defence apart from poor Leon, who he always forgets about.
He said Henderson,
he said Strain, he said Nielsen, but he didn't mention poor Leon. Actually, on the defence as well, I think, you know, going back to Nielsen's performance, and as you said, Ross, probably one of his better performance. I thought against Dundee United, he was really, really good last season. But do you think Hendo looked a lot more comfortable with him alongside him as opposed to Melnix?
Listen, it's a tough one. The only interview I've seen with Hendo talking about Dennis is the fact that he's obviously, Melnix is a bit of a quieter lad. I don't know how well his English may be, but he's going to take time to adjust. It's a big change from Latvian football. I know he plays at international level as well, but he doesn't play at international level at centre-half. He plays at international level at centre-mid. So there's small things like that probably make a huge difference. So listen, he's going to have a part to play. They all will. But I was so, so chuffed for Lewis Nielsen yesterday. Listen, and it's not as if we can sit here saying, oh, like we told you so, because you and I and have commented many, many times about Lewis in terms of he's maybe not had the best of games. We can only be honest and say, listen, he had a great game yesterday and he didn't look out of place. So long may it continue.
He's my boy Finlay's favourite player. He likes to back an underdog. It was Alfie, but Alfie looks like he's so far out the picture now. The fact that, you know, it was the young lad, Calvin, What's his surname, Ross?
Bennett.
Made the bench yesterday as opposed to Alfie. I don't know if Alfie just wasn't there or wasn't fit, but you expect to see Alfie going out the door pretty soon on that account. But Lewis Nielsen is his favourite player. And, yeah, really good, really good game from him yesterday. Let's see what you guys are saying to Scott Kickstar, saying more like the Falkirk team we have watched for the past few seasons, especially in the second half. Now time to build on that performance and kick on for the season. I just realised I've not put this on your plan, Ross, so I'll go through them myself. Just before you think I'm throwing to you, Craig says, much better and more like us, far more organised. The press was much better and some really good performances. A draw definitely fair. However, gutted not to nick it at the end. Barbrick was the pick of the bunch, but shout out to our left-hand side of Ross and McCann too. Scott says, looked like a different team compared to last week. A huge credit to the coaching staff for tweaking the lineup and for the players who put in some amount of work. If we can get our hands on a striker and winger, we'll be in a good position. Yeah, I think that's what we said there. Danny says, actually quite incredible, the turnaround in the performance in just a week. Boys did well and could have nicked it on another day. Chris says, rode our luck at times, but we grew into the game and probably unlucky not to nick all 3 points. Much better all-around attitude. Nielsen showing how good he can be. Hopefully finds consistency. House was great going forward, but Barbrook was a star for me. Big player. Alan says, Nielsen superb, which should hopefully give fans the confidence they need to trust in John McGlynn and the process. Spencer to come back in and possibly force signings. Point on the board. Let's go. Love that. And Jack says, much better with natural width. Could have won it at the end. Thought Nielsen was brilliant at centre back today. And on our Patreon, we've got a comment from Nelly, who is one of our first Patreons, Ross, and he said, let me find his message. Nelly did have something to say on the game, and I can't find his message anywhere. Let's have a look. He says, I can't find it there. Brilliant. Nelly says, feel much more confident about us doing well, especially after that second half. Looks like we found another couple of gems in Crowhouse and Barbrook. Good to get the break now and get some of the injuries cleared up, and getting Brad back as a bonus too on to Celtic Park at the end of the month. Come on, you Bairns. And Neil says, on our Patreon, only managed to watch bits of the game on my phone, but I thought Ethan Ross played the best I've seen in a while. Crowhouse and Barbara look very good additions to the midfield too. Got my guard up though after Lisa. Don't want to fall in love with a lone player again. Yeah, it's a very, very true, because we're immediately going, Finlay Barbrook, oh, look at him go. And then he'll bugger off at the end of the season. That would be very disappointing. But hopefully he does that. Listen, any own player that comes in and does half of what Phillip did last season, and the other ones, Ben Brosio and stuff like that, will take them for a season. I'm quite happy for that to happen. But don't fall in love with a lone player. And I think we're about to, as we go to Falkirk Daft Rated. Right, there's a lot to choose from. I thought, again, it was just there was Warriors all over that pitch yesterday. I don't think, as opposed to St Mirren, we were struggling last week, Ross. I think you could pick any one of the 11, possibly 13, 14 that
made the game. Yeah, there's shouts for a good number, John, and I feel bad that I'm not going to pick Leon, because I thought he had a tremendous game. I really did, but that was standard Leon.
Yeah, that's how I get it. Focused that for the year last year.
Absolutely. And I feel bad not giving him it today, but I'm going to go Finlay Barbrook. He's just in the door. I really like the look of him. And he just looks like the kind of guy who sprinkles pressure on his cereal. So bring it on.
Sprinkle pressure on his cereal. Jesus. Like it. Right, Alex, what are you going for?
I think there's been a few you could look at. For me, I thought Barbrook was just outstanding, especially in the second half against Motherwell. I think he's a confident player. He wants to put a shell about, but Strain, I think Ryan Strain is fantastic. Or something.
Ryan Strain, Finlay Barbrook.
For me, it's between the two. I think Strain does so much.
I want to throw Lewis Nielsen. I just think we can give Nielsen absolutely a bit of flowers as well for the criticism that boy's taken from the phone.
I'd be happy with any of them, John.
Thanks. Yeah.
Likewise.
Right, you know what? We're going to give Alex the choice, because it's a kind of three-way thing, and we always think guest pundits should get the choice. So quite happy to go with Ryan Strain.
Sorry.
Right, me there too. We go. Ryan Strain is the Falkirk Daft Rated player. There we go. Have we got a Dafty?
Aye.
Oh, Alex.
Whoever at Motherwell FC is in charge of putting away fans at that top section, it's a complete and utter nonsense.
A farce.
Find that out. Forget the Rangers and Celtic and Hearts for the massive fan bases. When Motherwell play Helsinki on Thursday night, there's going to be people in that bottom tier.
Lower tier, yeah.
The nonsense that they're banding about broken chairs, geez, peace, seriously. Have a word. I've got a close Pals, Motherwell fans, and they're in the green. It's so much better for the atmosphere.
Yeah.
City fans are down the bottom. I just the view's shocking. And then
Yeah.
yesterday they decided that they were going to put these big black sheets to the front.
That was
I don't get
bonkers
it.
as well.
It's
And someone said to me, Alex, that there was broken seats under them. But then there wasn't, because the Gate 20 guys who I saw moved the
Aye.
black sheets where they were standing, and there was nothing wrong with the seats.
No,
So.
I don't know. They need to reciprocate the hospitality they get for us because I don't know. I think we should maybe start giving
I
them
agree.
cold pies or whatever it's. It's a nonsense. It's an
Well,
absolute
we.
nonsense.
Two fan-owned clubs. We let Motherwell in last December
Exactly.
to set up their display that they
Display
did
on. Yeah.
pre-game.
Yeah.
All the lip service that we seem to be getting from Motherwell is that, as you just said, Alex, that, oh, well, the seats are broken. They were broken by Celtic fans. No, I'm sorry, but yous were doing this nonsense before the Celtic game in May. And even if Celtic broke 500 seats in May, it's August. Fix them, bill them. It's
They're
in the league.
snows if they're short a bob or two,
No, well,
Motherwell.
they're not
Jesus
even
Christ,
short.
it's swimming in money.
Absolutely, John. But so they could pay it for themselves and recoup, right? But it's in the league rules. If there is any damage
Oh my
to
God,
your
he's got the rule book out,
no,
Alex. Watch it, watch it. He's got the rule book out.
somebody sent the
Generally,
letter.
I think you'll find subsection 5, article
I
2,
can't quote. I
points
can't quote
out.
it. Yeah, no. Someone on X put the link up, and they
Right,
are. It is
Jesus
genuinely.
Christ.
It is genuinely in the rules that they need
But I
to
tell you what, next time we go to Fir Park,
recoup.
Ross, you come out with a printout with it. Say, excuse me, steward, can I just point you to this rule here that says.
I need to say it as camp as you've just said
But there you go. Aye, so yeah, aye, it's
it.
and I've got to say, he was on the podcast last week, but best of luck, Chris McGill. It was a really nice touch, but at the end of the game for the.
Yeah.
Hendo and Ethan to throw him out in crowd, and you've just seen the superlatives all the boys have had to say about him. I do ask the question, and I didn't ask the question last week about what the club did to try and keep him. I'm hoping they went out, and it's been Chris's decision that I just want a new challenge, but I really hope that the club were able to go, listen, we'll match what Bolton are offering you. I hope that happened, because you can see, I think it was Brad Spencer put it up saying and I've spoke to a few other people saying they should have done everything they could to keep Chris at the club. So I really do hope that happened. I didn't want to ask Chris last week and put him on the spot, but you could see what he means to the team. Liam Henderson, in his post-match interview, described Chris as the 12th man of that team. He is an invincible. He is a back-to-back champion, and he goes with all our best wishes. And it was just really, really nice, and I'm pretty sure Chris was greeting. I hope he was when the whole crowd was chanting his name. There's only one Chris McGill, and there certainly is, and he'll be well missed. So it was
Absolute
good to
legend,
be
die,
great to
absolute
see.
legend. I think what Hendo says, you're right about being the 12th man. I thought that was outstanding. You're right, he is an invincible and back to back. I think he's unique, isn't he?
Yeah,
That was
no,
just yeah,
he does. It seems like, by the way, the fact that Hendo's pointed out he did their washing when they were on holiday. Get that is just what is that all about? That's just football privileges there. That Chris is, he's on his holiday at Ibiza, and then he's still doing the boys' washing for them. Jesus Christ, that's footballers in the modern age for you, eh? Jeez, oh.
he just wants to sniff their G strings.
I did see, be fair, if it was Tom Lyon, I would have been doing the exact same, I'll be honest with you. Bye, all the best, Chris. We'll miss you, buddy. And we'll need to get a wee away day to Bolton, maybe at one of the national breaks or something like that.
Sounds
So
good.
Bolton are playing, get down. We'll be looking for comps for that, Chris. Thanks very much. And Ross really enjoys hospitality. So yeah, just putting that out there. Listen, before we let you go, Alex, we've got one last thing to do, and that's Falkirk Daft versus. Last week I was cheated out
He's
of a
going to
win.
stitch me up tonight, Alex. I'm
I'm
just
not
saying.
going to
I'm just
stitch you up. I play the game fair and square. Alex, what's your record in Falkirk Daft versus how you done in the past?
I think you'll find that I beat Mr. Ross Wade in the last day.
So I need some payback here.
So, payback's coming, I think. Pressure's on,
Absolutely.
brother. Pressure's on.
Right, okay, let's get that pressure started. You know how the game
I
works.
sprinkle pressure on my cereal, Alex.
Oh.
Not my
Right.
fault. He doesn't get any better, does he?
I know. Five questions in front of me. We'll go back. You've got something to write on? You've got your board to write on, Ross? Fabulous, that's great. Alex, you can give me your answer, then Ross will unveil his. Right, question number one. Who scored Falkirk's seventh goal in the 7-1 win against Montrose when we won the league? Who scored Falkirk's seventh goal in the 7-1 win against Montrose when we won the league up there as part of the Invincible season?
Seventh goal. My goodness.
Are you writing something down? Ross, you got something written down?
Yeah, but my pen has literally just decided to not work, which is not ideal. In fact, it's not working. I'm going to need to do sugar. Yeah, pen's not working.
Listen, I trust Alex as an honest man. I trust Alex as an honest man, and I'm going to get you to do... And I trust you're an honest man as well.
I am. I'm happy to go first.
Okay.
I was starting to write Ryan Shanley.
Alex?
I was going to go with Gary Oliver, but I just can't remember. It was a storm in the dark. I'll go with Gary Oliver.
1-0, Ross. It was Ryan Shanley. There you go. Scored a cracker for Kelly the weekend. Did you see it? Put it was right in. There you go. Against that. No, it was an absolute cracker. So 1-0, Ross. Question number two. At what club did Scott Bain start his career? At what club did Scott Bain start his career? Alex, have you got pen and paper there, have you? Oh, we've got to reverse it there. So Alex went for Dundee. Right. Ross, what are you going for?
Alloa.
Okay. Both wrong. It was Aberdeen. There you go.
Oh, right, okay.
Still 1-0 to Ross. Right, Alex, if you've got pen and paper, you can write down your answers and then we'll get it from Ross. Okay. I'll get Ross's answer first before yours. Right. Okay. Question number three. Of the current team, who has made the most appearances for the Bairns? Alex is writing down an answer. Ross will get you to tell me.
I'm assuming it's Liam Henderson.
You are saying Liam Henderson. Alex, what are you saying?
No, my Brad.
Well, none's are right.
Wow.
It is Leon McCann.
Oh, he was here the season before.
170 feet, but obviously Leon's had a few, you know, he's been in the thing. But in terms of coin subsistences, Leon is on 173, Hendo's on 171, and Brad is on 138. So there you
good
go.
Shout. No, that's a good shout, because McCann was here as part of the horrible.
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that is still 1-0 to Ross. Come on, Alex. You've got to get yourself into this game. Right. Who was John McGuinn's first signing for this season? Alex, write down an answer.
Are you talking about announced or.
Who was John McGuinn's first signing for this season?
I'm going to go with.
Right, hold on. Alex is writing down his answer. And then
no, I know, but I'm not going with one that was announced first. I'm going with one that I know was signed first, because John McGlynn said he was signed at a particular time of.
Right. Okay. What's your answer?
I'm going with Scott Tanzer because he signed him in March.
Bollocks! I think you're right. I have him at Millen, but now I think I'm right. It's Tanzer.
I'm not taking your answer, Ross. I am taking the answer of how it was real. Craig Sibbald was, of course, the first signing.
Actually, he was before Tanzer as well, wasn't he?
So, yeah, you go. So, yep, there you go.
Fair play.
You're both wrong. He's 1-0. What a thrilling game of Falkirk Daff versus this is.
That's one,
Jesus
right.
Christ. Right, okay. Let's see if you can get the equalizer and go to a tie break. Alex, your final question on Falkirk Daff versus, how many goals did Falkirk score in the League Cup group stages? Get your calculator out. Alex, you got an answer for me?
Yeah, I'm not sure at all, to be fair, but I'll have an answer.
Roth, have you got an answer for me?
Yeah, I'm going 9.
You're going 9. How are you going for, Alex?
I'm going 8.
Well, he's got it right. And despite the fact he stitched me up last week, it's bloody Ross. 2-0, Alex. And some...
Yeah, that's one each, mate. I'm coming back for a replay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Back later in the season. So, well done, Ross. Congratulations on your 2-0 win. A scruffy 2-0 win.
That was a scrappy win, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Alex, thanks once again for joining us on the podcast. Remember, go and check out Andrew Haxton, his son's band Chancer. The EP's out soon. We'll have dates, and we'll have, when they get their first single on Andy's permission and the band's permission, we'll return to Music Corner. And if you're a Falkirk band out there who listens to this podcast, let us know and we'll play your tunes on the podcast if you let us do that. I like a wee visit to Music Corner, so I like that. Okay. Alex, hopefully we'll see you at Falkirk Daft Live on September the 11th. You're a regular.
Fingers crossed. Depends on work. We'll see near the time, but if I can be there, I will be there.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll hopefully see you there. And thanks for joining us in Falkirk Daft.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Love Alex. He's a... massive Bairn, as you can tell, and massive West Ham fan as well. He's got a season ticket at West Ham as well, and he goes back and forth. Lucky he's a train driver, so he's probably pretty minted. By the way, is he getting in his train driving game? That's where it's at.
He probably gets free train travel as well, won't he?
Probably gets free train travel, right? And then, see if you're doing the big ones, the big fast ones, which I think Alex maybe does as well, actually.
Sounds like he's...
coining that.
Sounds like his career's on track, John.
Anyway, thanks to the Falkirk Football Fans in Training. We'll be playing them in our charity game in a couple of weeks' time. But if you want to be involved in the charity game and you can't get into the Falkirk Daft team, get down, join the boys Wednesday, 8 o'clock at the Community Pitches. They've got several sections. If you're in your late 20s or early 30s, you can join the youngsters. Over 40s, over 50s, they've got the academy section for them. And the Legends is a bit of a slower game, but more fun-based. So if you're looking to get back into football, looking to get involved, looking just for a kickabout, get involved with the Falkirk Football Fans and Training. The T8s are down there every Wednesday, 8 to 9:30. Helps your mental health, helps your fitness, and you'll have a good laugh and a drink along the way as well. So contact Dougie, Ian, or Hamish White. The links are below. Or if you know any current members, give them a shout. Get yourself down to the Falkirk Stadium. Have a laugh. And I've actually seen a couple of boys get involved with it. So that's great to see. So brilliant. Join the T8s. Join the boys down at the stadium Wednesday, 8 o'clock, and they'll see you down there. And you might be coming up against us. Ross, you're going to manage the team, is that correct?
I am, yes, that's myself and Grant Thompson. We are the management duo this time. Looking forward to it. Obviously, we are looking for a goalkeeper, as you said, but I will be there with my inspirational speeches pre-game and throughout the game.
God help us. If any of this stuff that you've heard in the podcast about rainbows and stuff, look forward to that team talk.
Absolutely.
I'll be playing myself, so yes, be falling in my defensive duties as ever on that. And I'll keep looking for some ringers. I've put out a couple of feelers, so we'll see what we can do. But I can confirm that Jamie Swinney, our CEO, will be playing. He bosses it in midfield. Let's see how he does without Liam Craig, his central midfield partner this time. But I'm sure we'll be absolutely fine because Jamie is a very, very good footballer. And obviously the club staff, a couple of the club staff as well, Paddy and Lewis, who work in the commercial team, will be playing. The Falkirk Daft TV boys, Josh and Drew, will both be in the side as well. So all the Falkirk staff, and it's a good laugh, and we'll go up a tune afterwards for a couple of pints. So looking forward to that come the 22nd of August. And that's about it for Falkirk Daft. Is there any other business, Ross?
No, I don't think so, mate. It's been a nice wee Monday evening with you. And it's a couple of weeks now till the next game, but
it's going to be ages to the next podcast, by the way. So
yeah, that's a good shout. I never thought about that. Yeah, good.
You're not getting a podcast till 30 days has September, April, June.
We'll preview
31st of August.
Yeah, we'll preview
of Celtic game.
Preview Celtic game, which will be what, the 27th or something like that. Yeah.
So we'll have that on the way. But until then, we're going to do our Falkirk Daft Ultimate Team. We'll do that on Patreon for next week. And we're starting off with the goalies. So get your suggestion in. If you know, we'll be putting it out to our Patreons as well for their top five suggestions. But get your suggestions in. You've got to think about this, Ross, because we're going to be arguing the toss between goalkeepers. I've got a funny feeling number one's going to be the same for us, though. You know, because we're going to need that. Because let us bear in mind, it's the era that me and Ross have both supported Falkirk. So what we say in 88, probably onwards, are we going?
88,
89
onwards, yeah.
Right, okay, so 88, 89 season up to the current season, we'll be choosing the Falkirk Ultimate team from. So a lot of the older boys, apologies for that, because there's probably boys that you look at like that should go into the side, but we're of an era that, you know, that we'll just go with what we know, I think, yeah. Is probably the fairest way.
Listen, there'll be people screaming about Geordie Watson.
I've got Geordie Watson. Like, I just didn't get to see Geordie. The man, huge man, massive hands, lovely guy. But, and people will scream that it should be Geordie Watson. But we're just going with our era, so apologies in advance. But that'll be on the Patreon. Patreon.com/FalkirkAthlete is below. And that is it for this week, I think, then. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for watching. Obviously, you can get us where you get your podcast. You can watch us and see our beautiful faces on the YouTube. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe below. Merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. If you're still looking for stuff to wear in the new season, I got the away top. Very nice. I've seen, by the way, there's been a lot of complaints about the home top. I've not seen the complaints about the away top yet, but washing it and the badge coming away, I do believe, and looking, a few have been handed back into the club shop. I don't know if it's just been faulty ones or if it is just, you know, because it's a kind of stuck-on badge as opposed to an embroidered badge, if that's going to cause trouble. But a few people are like, you've got to mention that on the podcast. So there, I've mentioned it. So, yeah, hopefully your home top is okay. I'm hoping, because I just bought the away top, that'll be fine. But we'll wait, see, you have to go through a couple of washes. But hand wash, I would advise hand wash if you're washing your top, just in case, because you didn't want a bunch of match. So there we go, handy that out there. But yeah, if you don't want the new strip, you can buy a Falkirk Daft t-shirt and wear that to the game.
Ours won't break,
we assure you of that. Merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. And there's a few on Pints and Prints as well, pintsandprints.co.uk. You can get a couple of belters on there. That's it. Thanks very much. Join the Discord channel. The links are below. And thanks very much to this week's episode sponsors, Jack and Victor Dog Walks. Remember, you're going to get 15% off dog boarding. That's in the Cancer area. And thanks very much to Sandy and the team at Jack and Victor Dog Walking for sponsoring us. The link is below for that if you're looking to get your dogs. Maybe you're going away for the October week soon and you want to get your dog boarding sorted. 15% off. All you have to say is, Falkirk Daft sent me! And you'll get sorted for that. Right, okay. Let's get up the road. We'll enjoy. We've got 2 weeks off for the podcast. We're not going to see each other either, Ross. We need to arrange a pint, somewhere along the line.
Well, we've got the charity game.
We've got a night out at the charity game, so we'll see you. We'll do that. We'll go up the town after. Brilliant. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for watching. And until next time.
Expect unexpected.
We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk bear, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.